Does it feel like you're fighting for financial knowledge? Don't let bad advice be a punch in the gut to your retirement. Take advantage of a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation with a local, trusted advisor. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisor Network. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state.
A recent Kiplinger Athene poll is shedding light on the latest data regarding the financial concerns of retirees and pre-retirees. In the wake of the recent market volatility, inflation, and fears of a potential recession, the data seems to point to a glaring concern of what constitutes a secure retirement. But don't worry, we have tips to help you find a secure, peaceful journey on the road to retirement. Stay tuned.
Affinity Advisory Network presents.
I'm getting that what I call mailbox money. I wake up and that mailbox money is there, and it's something that I can count on, and I know it's going to be there for the rest of my life.
An extraordinary visionary cultivating inspiring ideas.
And they put their money in and they want that money really to work for them, and we understand that. But also, you can't predict the market, right? So just because it did it last year doesn't mean it's going to do it next year.
And now,
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Hey everybody, welcome in. This is Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert, of course, president, founder of Affinity Advisory Network. He's been more than 20 years helping people getting to and through retirement, independent, and all of the rest. So, hey, Robert, what's going on?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. And I love these studies because we do sort of get some insight into what people are really thinking and feeling. So this one from the Kiplinger folks was done in June, over 800 Americans. And what about the retirees' outlook of their financial future? Well, if you're already retired, it's not bad, right?
Right. Now, a lot of people, though, when it comes to their financial future, can you believe this? 70%. Expect to have enough money to live comfortably. Only 70%.
Yeah, that means 30% are flailing in the wind.
Yeah. And then Kiplinger asked the question another way. How confident are you that you're not going to run out of money? Only 66% of people said, you know, they were confident that they would not run out of money during retirement.
Those are the reasons. I mean, to me, that's the number one reason to work with an independent fiduciary advisor like you, at the Retirement Readiness or Advisory Network.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to, you know, being confident about your retirement, it's really about knowing the numbers, you know, planning correctly and making sure that you don't outlive your money.
Right, because we don't want that. So let's talk about the stock market and what people are concerned about there. 49% of retirees say they've got concerns, 64% of pre-retirees. What's the fear of the stock market? Other than it's going to bottom out.
Well, Steve, I think that's always the fear, right?
Right.
We don't want to lose everything that we worked for over our lifetime. And I think, you know, the older we get, the more concerned we become about the market because, you know, sure, a lot of seniors have rode the ups and downs, the roller coasters of the market. But as they get older and older, that time horizon gets shorter and shorter. So, you know, if they do take a big loss, they sometimes don't have time to make that up. And so that's why a lot of retirees are moving over to, you know, more guaranteed products, things that they can participate in the upside, but not take any of the downside risk. You know, they start to just protect their money more as they get older.
Well, and I mean, again, that seems to be the trend and what we should do because there are so many things, there are so many options out there to help us grow our income in retirement. And that is the beauty of what you can help us do.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many options out there today, and there's so many insurance companies that offer products specifically for that reason, Steve. It's just income generating products. So it comes with that guarantee that they won't outlive their money.
So when someone says, oh, I'm really worried about the market, it's a super volatile, I need to get out. Or then when do you get back in? But again, what are people doing? How are they reacting to that at this point?
That's funny, Steve, because, you know, according to the poll, 68% of retirees reported that they are waiting. They're not making any changes, and they're just waiting on the volatility to stop, basically. And 60% of pre-retirees are doing the same. So they're almost in a state of being frozen,
right?
Just waiting it out.
Sure. I mean, again, that's the thing where I understand where people can kind of get frozen because they don't know what's going to happen. And so rather than get into cash, they're just, at least they're staying in the market, some of them.
Yeah, they are. They're staying in the market and hoping for the best. But, you know, I always tell my clients the same thing. Hope is not a strategy.
No, so, sure not. So let's talk
about. I wouldn't focus on that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Social Security for a minute. And again, we're going back to the survey. 83% of retirees reported they've already claimed Social Security benefits. 83%. 43% of those of that group in the survey explained that Social Security made up to 50% or more of their annual retirement income. Is that a reality that folks are facing right now?
It's very real, Steve. You'll find out that there's more retirees than you can imagine that take early retirement even, not just full retirement, but they actually take it early. And some of those people take it because they're concerned that maybe Social Security won't be there someday. You know, when I think about Social Security, I think it'll always be there, but I just think it'll be a little different than what we have today. Maybe a little less payout. Maybe you got to wait to retire till you're a little bit older. But I mean, today, as we live and breathe, I mean, most people are taking their Social Security either early or at very latest at full retirement age. You know, so it's definitely very real.
So, and again, when depending on when we take Social Security, I mean, dictates how much that check is going to be every month.
Absolutely. The earlier we take it, the less it is. The, you know, and as you know, as we defer, you know, into our older ages, the higher the payout goes. And, you know, what we do for those types of clients that are asking those exact questions, Steve, is we provide a free Social Security analyzer, basically a report that shows them everything they need to know about turning on their Social Security if they haven't already turned it on, you know, how to take it, when to take it. Should you claim early? Should you claim later? Should your spouse claim early? Should they claim later? You know, how much money are you going to get overall, depending on how you claim, where your break-even points are? And that's something we give out for free in our usually second meeting. So when clients come and meet with us, we understand their goals, and one of their goals might be understanding Social Security. We provide that report for them to take home and read it over.
Folks, this is a great opportunity for you. 877-841-1963 is the number to call. Get a head start. And that Social Security report, in and of itself, Robert, that to me is worth coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
If nothing else.
You know, and the reason for that is, like you said, that the poll showed 50% of people's income a lot of times come from their Social Security. So you better make sure you understand it and make sure you're using it the right way so you can get the most out of it.
So beyond Social Security, we still got to generate income, and we want that stable income. And I think this gets back into what you alluded to earlier, and that is, you know, there are a lot of products, perhaps an annuity or universal life. I mean, whatever it might be, there are some things out there for folks.
Yeah, when we sit down with the clients, we always take into consideration many things. So we look at things like their employer pension if they have one. We look at income from bonds, possibly if they have bonds in their portfolio. We're looking at typically dividend paying stocks or REITs that generate income, sometimes savings accounts, annuities. So we take it as a collective whole. And our goal is just to make sure that client has enough income to live the rest of their life because, you know, when I say live the rest of their life, it's longer than it used to be, Steve.
It is.
So, it's a little bit harder to plan for.
Well, and that is a legitimate concern. I mean, longevity risk, we've talked about it before.
Absolutely. And it becomes more and more real as medical advances happen every day.
Sure, it does. Well, and so folks are concerned about inflation, yes. And again, let's break down the numbers, retired and not retired. So people are feeling that if you're retired, yes, you can feel it. 64%, 20% said no, and 16% are not sure. How could you not be sure?
that one I don't know, Steve, but you know, the surprising fact to me was actually the people not retired.
Yeah.
So the people who were actually still making new money every week, every month, they actually felt it more than retirees said they felt it, with 77% of the working population said that they feel the inflation and it is a serious concern for economic hardship. 13% said no of the non-retirees and not sure again, 9%. You know, like you said, I don't know how you're not sure, but
I guess if you have no concept of your budget, right, then you probably wouldn't.
I guess not.
Right. But that, again, is part of the problem for some folks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I found it interesting, though, that, you know, the people who are working, making new money are the ones that actually said they felt it more than the retirees. Because traditionally, Steve, you know, retirees are on a fixed income.
Sure.
So I would think if I were just thinking about it out loud, I would actually think the other way, that the retirees on the fixed income would have felt it more. But that wasn't the case.
Hmm. Interesting.
But, you know, the good news for that, though, Steve, is, you know, these people that are not retired, they can now come in and plan better. And really, they're going to take it more seriously is what the report's showing, because they are more concerned about the inflation and the economic hardships that can come from it.
So when asked which of the following strategies most closely matches how you currently withdraw or plan to withdraw money from your retirement savings each year, 35% of retirees, 30% of retirees responded with no set plan. Wow. Ouch.
Crazy, right?
That's got to be like a slap in the face to you. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think it would be crazy for someone to come in and say, hey, I'm going to retire, whether that's now or later, and I have no set plan. I'm just going to, you know, wing it. I'm going to take my Social Security when I can and just withdraw from my investments no matter what. I mean, what does that mean, Steve? Does that mean that when the markets are down, you're just going to continue to pull from your investments and just keep compounding the loss? Or does that mean that, you know, you have enough in savings to hold you over for a couple years? I mean, that would be crazy to go into it without a plan.
Sure. Well, and again, this one too, 17% of retirees, 11% of pre-retirees say they intend to rely on a professional financial advisor. But 17% and 11%, there's a lot of people missing a lot of opportunities out there.
I just can't even believe those numbers, Steve. I mean, here at my office, at the Canton office anyways, I mean, we have about 8 advisors that work out of this office on a regular basis. And, you know, our conference rooms are full from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening every single day. And the poll's only saying 11% of pre-retirees are using professional services.
Wow.
You know, I would highly recommend, as you know, I mean, I'm kind of biased, obviously,
yeah.
but, you know, I wouldn't go into it blind. I mean, it would just be, you know, just like if you go climb a mountain, right? The first time that you climb the mountain, you'd probably want to take a guide, someone who knows what's going to happen, you know, someone knows the dangerous areas, someone who can get you to the summit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
With this, it's the same, you know, the summit really is living out your golden years, right? And not running out of money. Really resting with peace of mind, knowing that you're going to make it. All that hard work that you put in and all the sacrifices that you made up until this point, that they were worth it, you know?
Right. Well, again, on that note, Robert, let's go ahead and invite folks to call. Come on in and sit down with you and have that conversation.
Yeah, I would just tell all of our listeners today, if inflation is a concern of theirs, or, you know, they're looking at the volatility of the market and they're worried about it, come in and meet with our team. I mean, we're a multidisciplinary professional network. So whether you're having questions about your insurance policies, or you have questions from an investment perspective, or you have questions from a tax perspective, or maybe estate planning, you know, we have all of those professionals to sit down with you all in the same office and really answer those questions. And typically we sit down and we meet with the clients or the prospective client, and it's a no cost, no obligation consultation to get started. Really learn to see if they like what we do and how we do it. And we look and see if they're a good fit for us.
That sounds great, Robert. That's why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation, just like Robert said. You can find out about how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that might be a problem for you? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? And what about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, all you have to do is give us a call. 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
Just what is a safe withdrawal rate of your retirement dollars? Well, it depends. Depends on how much you saved, on what the rate of inflation is, coupled with the interest rates, the stock market, and much, much more. It could change over the course of your retirement. Details when we come back.
And now a night. Nightmare Retirement Consultation.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, right? No risk, no reward, right? We're going all risk, see? We're going to put everything you got in the market. You're going to love it.
Don't walk, run from that office and go to your future retirement partner who has your best interest in mind with a retirement plan that includes growth, protection, and income so you can sleep well at night. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. That's 877-841-1963.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times. It's the start of a new chapter.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Starting off on the right foot is key. At Affinity Advisory Network, we make sure you have the income you need to do everything that you're looking forward to. Trips to the beach with family, sightseeing, or sitting back, taking in fresh air and catching a fish or two. Robert Hall's custom planning process is comprehensive, custom tailored to your unique goals, and will give you direction on when you can retire with confidence. Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963.
We're back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall, president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network. He's been helping folks for more than 20 years, and you wouldn't think he's a day over 40, and you've still been doing this for 20 years.
You know, that's funny, Steve. A lot of people, when they come into the office, you know, when we're on the radio and we're talking about that I've done this for over 20 years, when I come out and shake my hand, they're looking for my dad.
Right. Exactly.
They think that it's someone older than me. But yes, I am 42, and I have been doing this a couple decades. You know, so a lot of experience under my belt, a lot of time meeting clients and helping them to and through retirement.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, boy, when you've got a passion like that and you've got a, I mean, you kind of know what you wanted to do and how you wanted to get there. And again, that's embracing people along the way to just help them get to retirement.
Right. Exactly.
Well, let's dig into this here, this one, and see what we can find out about a safe withdrawal rate. This gets tricky to me. There are lots of factors that come into play there. And so what is a safe withdrawal rate, the safe withdrawal method? Is there such a thing?
That's a great question, Stephen. And you hit it. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's different for every single person that comes in. But I would say that a safe withdrawal rate represents the maximum percentage of retirement funds that a retiree can take from a portfolio on an annual basis without depleting the investment too soon. I know that sounds super generic, but ultimately it's just saying really, hey, how do I take enough money to live my life and not run out before I pass away? You know, the safe withdrawal rate then, you know, is a number that person can count on. And I want them to be able to count on that for, you know, the next 20, possibly even 30 years, Steve. So we take a lot into consideration when we do it, but really it just represents the amount of money they can take out over an extended period of time with a high level of confidence that it's not going to run out.
I think in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the 4% rule and how that may or may not factor in, but it's not a bad place to start.
Yeah, the 4% rule, it's a good rule of thumb. You know, it's basically the concept of putting some of your money in equity, some of your money in bonds, and then pulling out 4%, and the money will hopefully last you, you know, the rest of your life. So, you know, if you think about this, let's say that you had 60% stocks, 40% bonds, and you pulled 4% out per year. That would be, you know, just on some rough numbers. Let's say you got $100,000, right? Year one on $100,000, you'd pull out $4,000. Well, keep in mind that as time goes on, we're going to have inflation. So each year, you're going to need to pull out a little bit more money, right? Mm-hmm. So year two, if there was a 3% inflation rate, you'd have to pull out $4,120, unlike the year before, which was only $4,000. If we had a 2% inflation rate the next year, you'd have to pull out $4,202. So remember, this is actually a moving target. It's not something that's set in stone that says, hey, I'm going to pull out X amount of dollars and it's going to be like that for the rest of my life. I mean, we have to account for inflation because, as you know, Steve, it is very real.
Very much so. Yeah. Well, I like the way you describe that in terms of, you know, one, everybody's different, but two, we have to, it's a moving number as we get older and again, begin to spend some of those savings.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, pros and cons of the safe withdrawal strategy. Let's talk with some pros. I mean, in terms of what we do, what you do, what do you see as a great way to do that from a pro and con standpoint?
You know, whenever you look at this, the safe withdrawal rate, you know, one of the things that we recommend is that you build and stick to a budget, because, you know, if we create the right retirement plan for you and you can take the money that you need, you know, if you do that around one budget and then your budget drastically changes, well, then of course your plan is not going to work anymore, or is at least going to, at very least, going to have to be adjusted, you know? So we recommend creating a budget, trying to stick to that budget, right? And then, you know, whenever you think about the safe withdrawal rate, you got to be realistic with it. You know, a lot of people come in and they think, you know, they can pull out, you know, 10, 15% of their overall assets every single year, year in and year out. And I definitely would not call that a safe withdrawal rate, right? Mm-hmm. For most people, because, you know, the people that we see on a regular basis, Steve, they're trying to minimize risk typically. You know, they're just pre-retiree or even post-retiree. You know, inflation is hitting hard right now. Markets are volatile and they really want to protect their money. So usually the people that we see do have a very realistic expectation of, like, what can I take out if I'm going to do this every year for the next 20 or 30 years?
It really is important to have that big picture view of what we have, where it is, and how it's going to work for us.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. So, I mean, and again, with that safe withdrawal rate, as you said, that changes over time, and that becomes, again, a little tricky, or it can, depending on what's going on in the economy. But that's why we work with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, when you're working with a retirement planner, you know, they should be versed in, you know, what's happening in our economy, what's the market doing, you know, what insurance products are out there that could help supplement the portfolio for some guarantees, you know, what are the options, how do you minimize expenses, how do you help the client create a budget. But if you can get all of that in one place, like you can at Affinity, since we're a multidisciplinary network, it's nice for the client because, you know, all of these questions that they have that keep them up at night, you know, they can get answered all in one place, which is great. And, you know, we'll adjust that according to what they need along the way. I always tell clients, you know, anything that we do, it's not static. It's kind of alive, just like they're alive. It's going to move as they move, right? And we'll continue to do that throughout the entire relationship with that client.
And what you said before, you're a multifaceted organization. In other words, you've got fiduciaries on the investment side. You've got, I mean, you know, you've got the whole team there, to include Medicare and Social Security and even veterans folks that are experienced in those areas.
Correct. Yes. And depending on what the client needs, they can meet with any of those professionals any day. And that first consultation is definitely, you know, it's a complimentary consultation. There's no obligation to it whatsoever, but it gives that person a peace of mind to understand that there's someone that they can go out and talk to, and they're not pressured. They're not paying money for that upfront. It's almost like the first date, Steve.
You go out
and you see if you like each other, right?
Yeah.
And if we do, then we can build on that.
And again, folks, if you want to learn a little bit more about Affinity Advisory Network, who they are, affinityadvisorynetwork.com. That's part of the AAN Wealth Organization. And again, when you talk about multifaceted, Robert, you've put together a team of folks here that's second to none.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. I mean, we have, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, we have insurance agents here, and those insurance agents work for a huge amount of different carriers. So they're not stuck by one carrier. They don't actually have to provide only that product. They can actually do what's best for their client because they have a full product of portfolio of products, rather. The investment advisors, you mentioned this, they're fiduciaries to the clients on the investment side. The attorneys actually are representing the clients from their law firm, and they are also a fiduciary for that particular client. Then, of course, we have the CPAs and we have the VA accredited claims agents as well. So, you know, we kind of cover everything, whether it's a question about, hey, I'm about to retire and have questions about Social Security, to that person that has a really complicated estate and they want to protect everything and they want to make sure they can pass it down to the next generation. And they want to make sure that if they end up in a facility, that they're not going to spend down their assets and lose everything that they've worked for. So we can basically go from simple to very sophisticated. And you can do it all in one office, which is great.
It is great. 877-841-1963, folks, if that sounds good to you. So when it comes back to this retirement rate, or the withdrawal rate for our retirement savings, what rate is right? Is there, and I know everybody's different, so are there different rates? Are there different methods that you use, different strategies?
Yeah, I would say, you know, what you have to do with each client, Steve, is really calculate their expenses, right? We got to look at their Social Security. We got to look at their pensions. We got to look at their other sources of retirement income. And once we get all that together, we kind of take a look at that and we look at the 4% rule and say, okay, what does this look like? And, you know, a lot of people, when they go to retire, they try to create 60 to 70% of what their annual income was when they were working, assuming that they've paid off most of their large debts, like their house, their cars, the credit cards. Usually 60 to 70% is a good number that they can live on. And so our goal is really to push them up as high as we can get them, but having confidence that that money is going to be there for the next 20 or even 30 years.
Right. Wow. So, I mean, again, it can be a complicated process. And I think, you know, for a lot of us, we spend, you know, our careers and we've got this 401k out there and we keep putting money into it and don't really think about it. And then when we have to start thinking about it, that's when it gets a little scary because we got to make sure that lasts.
You know, so and some people don't think about it, Steve. They just put their head in the sand, you know,
well,
just keep contributing and hope that I retire and I have enough money. But, you know, I wouldn't call that a strategy. I would definitely say, you know, do a checkup on your 401k, you know, look at any new holdings that are in there, you know, look at your match. You know, another thing that we teach a lot of our clients is in their 401ks, you know, the amount of money that you want to put in is actually the money that they're matching. The money that they're not matching, we will recommend other products that they could control themselves, right? And
sure,
clients like that. They like being in control of their retirement.
Of course. 877-841-1963. And we're up against the clock again, Robert. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call and fill up those spots on the calendar.
Yeah. So I would say anyone listening today, if you have questions about Social Security, you're about to retire, you're not sure about all the details about Social Security, come see us. We'll sit down. We'll give you a complimentary report on everything that you need to know about Social Security. If you're that person that's just retired and you're worried because inflation continues to rise, market continues to be volatile, and you want to protect against some of that risk or minimize that risk, you know, we can show you an apples to apples comparison. We can show you all the internal fees that you might have in your portfolio. We can show you the portfolio efficiency. We can stress test the portfolio and show you, you know, if the market drops whatever percentage, how much in real dollars does that hit your portfolio? Again, these reports are complimentary. So if someone comes in and they want to get any of this information, they're welcome to come in and meet with any of my staff, and we'll be happy to generate the reports and come back with any questions in future meetings after that, Steve.
Sounds great, Robert. 877-841-1963 is the number. It's a great opportunity. You just heard Robert describe it, a chance to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. It's a practical financial review. So if you are listening, then simply give us a call. 877-841-1963. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that Robert just described, and you'll see where you are today. But more importantly, it does become that roadmap that we talk about that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Call right away, 877-841-1963. That's 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
Coming up, we'll outline some surefire techniques to help you make sure your retirement savings will be able to get you all the way through retirement, from longevity to asset allocation. We'll dig into it right after this.
With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning, it means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
Affinity Advisory Network presents
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
And we are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert, of course, been helping folks for more than 20 years, really seeing a lot of changes, a lot of, just so many changes in the retirement world in the last, three or four years, Robert. Things have been really sort of upended with Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0.
It's been all over the place, Steve, but, it's not all bad, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, obviously, we have, very high inflation right now. Markets have been volatile. We have the Secure Acts. We've changed RMD years and everything like that. But, there's been, interesting products that have come out during this time period as well. I mean, there's a lot of retirees out there today, Steve, that, when it comes to their RMD, when we were just talking about the Secure Act, they don't want to take their RMDs. They don't need the money. But of course, we know they're forced to do that or they're taxed and penalized heavily for not doing so.
877-841-1963 is the number, folks. So, everybody's saving for retirement, or at least we should be. And we have to factor in, and we talked about this already, but remember, you're going to live longer, and that longevity risk is very real. I was talking to a bunch of folks in their 60s and 70s, just kind of in a social setting, and it's like people don't believe that. They're going to live long, but that doesn't really impact anything other than I live longer.
But well, it does impact that you live longer, which directly impacts, Steve?
Yes, of course,
how much
the
money they're going to need.
We got to have income.
what's the Jerry Maguire thing? Show me the money.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're going to have to do that. I mean, lifespans are getting longer. I mean, the census data shows that. And as well as I know, the longer we live, the more money we're going to need. And, it becomes hard to plan, especially if people are going in at it alone. You know what I mean? If they're not familiar with all the different products that are out there, they don't understand how to minimize risk, how to get guaranteed income for life. These people that are just hoping that they're going to make it is a scary thing to me, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, all I was going to say is, we start to look out there and we need protection.
Yeah, we do. And a lot of that comes with using products that have those guarantees on it, Steve. So, I have people that come in now that when they're 60 years old, it used to be that people would, talk to me. They'd want to see illustrations, of what this product looks like 10 years from when they retire, right? From 60 to 70, maybe 15 years after they retire. And believe it or not, I have people all the time, Steve, that when we're running illustrations, they want to see that thing ran out to age 100.
Oh, sure. Why not?
And to their surprise, we can do that. We can run those products out to age 100. We can even run out further than that, right? Because it's guaranteed income for life, if that's what the client's looking for.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you do that and they end up passing away sooner, that's a sad thing, but at the same time, the money's not the issue.
Yeah, at that point, we're just trying to pass that money on as efficiently as possible. And, if they're coming into my office, Steve, a lot of times they're sitting with an attorney and that attorney has drawn up a good estate plan for that client where they have a special type of trust, actually, that the attorneys have deemed a fortress trust, Steve. And this trust protects those assets and also will help pass those assets on seamlessly to those heirs if the client doesn't outlive their, their longevity and they have a lot of money left over.
All right. Well, as we get there, we got to have a safety net. We need that emergency fund. It's such a critical piece to this puzzle. And again, one that's often overlooked.
It is. People think, they have most of their money sometimes in the market and they've always had blind faith because Yes, they've rode the roller coaster up and down, Steve, but their attitude always has been, hey, if I hang in there long enough, it'll always come back. Well, that's fine when you're 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 years old. But, when you're 60 and you're considering retirement, I don't know that you should be hanging in there waiting on money to come back when you're going to be on a fixed income and you're not an earner anymore. You're not making new money every single month, month in and month out. So, it makes sense to really have a safety net, whether that's high yield savings accounts, CDs, MIGAs. But money that you can get to when you need it in the event that something happens, that safety net, I tell clients I like to see them have a safety net of at least a year of all of their bills just completely liquid all the time.
Sure. 877-841-1963. And we spent a fair amount of time talking about this in the last segment, but that is understanding inflation. And again, understanding inflation means more than just the prices are going up.
Inflation is definitely a complicated topic to talk about, and especially when you see rates as high as we see them today. But I mean, when I talk to clients, I just make sure that they understand this. Look, if you have $10, right, and you wanted to buy $10 worth of groceries today, basically, this is just saying now that your $10 will not buy all the groceries anymore, right?
Right.
So you might have to have, you know, $18, which sounds like a big jump from 10,
right.
You know, but that's the way inflation is right now. So, you know, it's not uncommon for people, especially retirees who, you know, are on a fixed income to go, you know what, I'm going to do without this or I'm going to do without that. And frankly, that's a sad thing to think about, Steve, you know, because inflation goes up, they worked all their life, they've saved all their money, and then here they are pinching pennies.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not going to get rich, but I'm not going to be poor if I'm working with you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's right down the middle. So we understand inflation, diversification. That's, again, something we talk about it every week, Robert. And it is important to understand that just because you've got different funds doesn't mean you're diversified.
That's right. A lot of people come in and they say, no, look at my portfolio. I have 50 holdings in it. Yeah, but they're all in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that that's true diversification. Oh, actually, matter of fact, I do know that's not true diversification, Steve. You know, we believe in a well-rounded plan. I mean, when you work with our investment advisors, they're going to build portfolios for you that could literally have anywhere from, you know, 10,000 to 30,000 underlying securities in them. You know, we have people who are rebalancing those portfolios on a regular basis on our investment advisory side. So, you know, diversification in the market component is one thing. We also believe in insurance products. So having a portion of their assets in insurance products. We also believe in, you know, having some cash. So the high yield cash accounts, the CDs. We believe in holdings in real estate. So, you know, we try to diversify the clients as much as we can. That way, no matter what happens, they're always in good shape. Because like I said, the worst thing that could happen is then be retired and be pinching pennies. We don't want that.
Right. Of course. 877-841-1963. And so we've got to start to talk about asset allocation as well. And I know it's a fairly close companion to diversification, but different.
Yeah. Yeah. What this means is, you know, as you get older and as time goes on, you know, you're going to have to change the percentage of the investments in different assets, right? You're probably also going to invest in things maybe like target fund dates. You know, you can make some manual adjustments with your advisor directly, but it's really over time managing really the expectations of the performance of those assets.
Sure. So what's the takeaway from all this, Robert?
So if you're listening to this today, I would tell you that, you know, understand that we're going to live longer, right? So we got to plan better, have a safety net of income so that when you could just, if you need anything, if the market's down, it doesn't matter. You have that cash available. We'd like to see at least a year available on all of our clients. Let's hedge against inflation. And then also let's maintain our retirement planning platform. Let's make sure that it's adjusted as time goes on and it keeps the balance where it needs to be. And if that's something that you think could help you, you know, my team is standing by and ready to meet.
And it starts with a phone call, folks. It really is that simple. 877-841-1963. And that's why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. We know everybody is different. And again, Robert does too. And again, he will dig in and do it at no cost and no obligation. Talk about risk? Yes. Find out how much risk you are taking. What about any red flags that could be a problem for you down the line? Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? And how about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing that Social Security benefit and so much more. It's 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
Listeners have questions and I have answers. It's next, right here on Retirement Readiness Radio.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease.
At Affinity Advisory Network, we pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, Robert Hall and his team will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Take advantage of our complimentary retirement strategy session by calling Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network at 877-841-1963. Again, the number to call is 877-841-1963.
Here's our look at women of accomplishment, women who have soared to new heights and shattered the glass ceiling.
Growing up, Sally Ride was not only interested in science, she was also a nationally ranked tennis player. She earned a PhD in physics in 1978 while doing research on the interaction of X-rays with the interstellar medium. Ride was selected to be an astronaut as part of NASA Astronaut Group 8 in 1978, the first class to select women. She was one of 35 selected out of 8,000 applicants. In overcoming gender bias during a pre-space flight press conference, she was asked such ridiculous questions as, "Do you weep when things go wrong on the job?" and "Will the flight affect your reproductive organs?"
Liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut.
Ride became the first American and the third woman in space aboard the Challenger in 1983. Many people attending the launch wore t-shirts that said, "Ride, Sally, Ride." She served on the committees that investigated the Challenger and Columbia Space Shuttle disasters, the only person to participate in both. Ride died of pancreatic cancer on July 23, 2012. Sally Ride, one of the many women to shatter the glass ceiling.
Couple of stories about old money here, but not in the traditional sense of old money. First off, in 1965, André François Raffray, a lawyer, made a deal with 90-year-old Jeanne Calmon. She was 90 in 1965. He said he would pay her rent, 2,500 francs. That's about 630 in today's dollars, every month until her death. He would then keep the apartment in France once she died. Well, Calmon went on to outlive Raffray. He died in 1996 at the age of 77. Calmon died 1 year later at the age of 122, making her the oldest person to have ever lived. Now, according to the New York Times, Raffray paid a total of $180,000, it's around $282.90 in today's dollars, for an apartment he never lived in. After his death, his family was legally required to continue paying for Calmon's apartment, which was about a year. She died a year later at 122. Next up, Tokyo. In 2010, when officials in Tokyo went to congratulate 111-year-old Sojin Kato on being the city's oldest man alive, they were turned away by his 81-year-old daughter. After welfare officials were denied a visit several times, they became suspicious and asked the police to investigate. They soon discovered Kato's mummified body, wearing underwear and pajamas, lying in bed, covered with a blanket. Kato had been dead for almost 30 years. His daughter had hidden his death and collected $106,000 in pension payments. For funny and old money, I'm Dave Perkins.
Here's our look at women of accomplishment, women who have soared to new heights and shattered the glass ceiling.
Catherine Meyer Graham became the first female CEO of a Fortune 500 company and was one of the most powerful women in American media.
What they really mean is you're a woman at the head of a company.
And they can't believe it.
No.
And that's clearly nonsense.
I mean, it's somewhat sexist.
As she was the only woman at the time to hold such a position, she paved the way for other females to become leaders of such companies. Born in 1917 to a wealthy New York family, Catherine's father purchased the Washington Post in 1933. He died in 1946, leaving the newspaper to Graham's husband, Philip. However, her husband suffered from depression and alcoholism and during a manic episode committed suicide in 1963. On September 20th, 1963, Mrs. Graham was elected president of the company during a time when most women were in charge of running their households. Under her leadership, the Washington Post became famous for its publication of the Pentagon Papers, followed by Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein's reporting of the Watergate scandal.
Usually when you have a great story, it isn't exclusive very long because everybody else jumps on it. But with Watergate, I thought, if this is so great, where the hell is everybody else?
This led to the resignation of President Richard Nixon.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Mrs. Graham was portrayed by Meryl Streep in the 2017 film The Post, which earned the actress an Oscar nomination. She wrote her autobiography, Personal History, in 1997, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for Biography. When Graham left her position as publisher of The Post in 1991, revenues had grown from $84 million in 1963 to $1.4 billion, and stocks rose 30 times in value during her tenure. She died July 17, 2001, in Boise, Idaho, at the age of 84 after suffering a head injury due to a fall. Katharine Graham was a true pioneer for women in media.
Well, you're one of the most powerful women in America.
And is the personification of shattering the glass ceiling.
We are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. Of course, Robert is with Affinity Advisory Network. AffinityAdvisoryNetwork.com. That is the website. I encourage you to check that out. They've done a great job putting that site together. And there's a lot of information on there in terms of just helping understand retirement. I mean, you've got a lot of tools out there.
We have a lot of tools, Steve. And when it comes to tools, I tell every prospect that comes into our office, utilize all of these tools. I mean, we have Social Security analyzers that we can give out to clients. We have very, very detailed, comprehensive analysis of their current plan and proposals of a new plan that they compare side by side that tells them everything that they need to know about their portfolio, things that they don't know, things like, you know, what are their internal fees on their current assets?
Right.
Things like how efficient is their portfolio? What's it look like under a stress test? What's the risk number? These are all things that we provide to them at no cost. And some clients, you know, if they're a pretty complicated case, we actually do something called an asset map, Steve. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's a great visual tool for clients who have kind of assets spread in a bunch of different places. We can line it all up on literally one sheet of paper and make it so that anybody could understand it. And it makes it easy to understand what they should be doing to maximize everything with their current holdings.
Well, and one of the things that goes along with that, you know, purpose determines placement. And so you've got this money, you've got to put it to work. And every dollar has a job. You've just got to put it in the right spot to work for you.
Absolutely.
So, all right, well, let's jump into some of these questions here. Robert Daniels up first. He says, call me a nerd, but I've always had fun researching than buying and selling stocks as a hobby. However, my wife, not so thrilled about me continuing this hobby as we get into retirement, which is only a couple of years away now. Any advice on a way for us to find some middle ground here?
You know, Steve, I'm laughing because so many people do this. I mean, I feel like they think the stock market is like the casino, you know. They put, you know, 50 bucks on red or 50 bucks on black and they hope that it hits.
Yes, exactly.
You know, picking stocks is very, very difficult to do, as you and I both know, right? Mm-hmm. So then I would enlist the help of a professional retirement planning team to sit down with me, analyze my goals, my objectives, my longevity, look at my income needs, and then create a plan. And this person, you know, Daniel, he could be very involved in this along the way. I mean, just like he's involved in picking his stocks, he can be involved in every step of the process and being able to manage his retirement plan, but managing it in a way that we know with a high degree of confidence that the money's going to be there down the road so that we're not out there just gambling.
I like it. 877-841-1963. There you go, Daniel. We have Dick ready to ask. He says, I'm 56 years old. I plan to work another 10 years. I have $18,500 in a simple IRA with a financial planner. Now, that amount was rolled over from a previous employer. My current employer offers a 457 deferred comp plan in addition to a pension plan. Now, I'd like the pre-tax advantages of either the traditional IRA or 457 plan and would like these funds to supplement my pension. Which choice would help me do that?
Well, Dick might not like my answer, Steve.
Okay.
and what I mean by that is this. The only thing I saw in Dick's question is all tax deferred plans, right?
Yep.
And, you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years. And what I see a lot of the times is people are sold on the idea that they should defer. And that, you know, when they retire, it's going to be such a big benefit because, you know, they're going to be making less money when they retire. So they're going to be paying lower taxes. So that's when they want to take that deferred money out. Well, I got news for you. For the people that are successful when they're younger, their income usually doesn't go down much. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, it even goes up during retirement. The other thing that happens is, you know, taxes typically don't go down over time. They usually go up. If you're not going to spend any of your money and you don't care that it's tax deferred and it's pretty much all going to pass to the next generation, and you're not worried about their taxes, then deferring everything might make sense, right? But in the real world, I think you got to have a blend of tax deferred and tax free vehicles so that you can retire comfortably during your retirement years.
Fair enough. 877-841-1963. Dick, give us a call. Barb has a question. She says, I was terminated by my employer. The paperwork they sent me said a 10% penalty for an early withdrawal would be waived for payments made after separation of service if you turn 55 during that year. Now, do I need to roll that 401k over in an IRA first and then do the payments to avoid the penalty?
Yeah. So whenever you have 401k planning, when you separate from service, you can do a 401k rollover to an IRA.
Okay.
When you roll it over to an IRA, there's no tax. It's going to remain tax deferred. The other part that I believe she might have been talking about was actually taking income payments from it. And, you know, there is a rule that can be utilized under 59 and a half where the client takes equal systematic payments. And that number is set forth by the IRS, but they can take those payments for 5 years or to age 59 and a half, whichever one's longer, that can also avoid the 10% income penalty if that's what she's asking about.
All right, fair enough. 877-841-1963 if you want a little more clarity there, Barb. Let's see, Ben has a question. Ben says, I keep getting calls from folks looking to sell me precious metals and or convert my IRA to gold. Is this legitimate? And if so, is it smart?
So I have one answer for every person that actually calls and asks this question. People ask it a lot.
I'll bet they do. Well, because you're inundated on the radio.
Yeah, they do. It's all over the radio. And, you know, here's the thing about it. I've done a little research on it. I'm by no means an expert on gold in any way. But the research that I've done, there's some people that are licensed to sell it and other people who are not. You know, and the people who are not believe that they don't need to be, which is a strange thing to me. So I would just say buyer beware. Also, my advice to every client is always don't invest in anything you don't understand. So if you're not a precious metals person and you don't really understand what makes them go up, what makes them go down, and that just not precious metals, really anything. Don't invest in anything that you don't understand.
Right. Well, I mean, to me, with the precious metals things, every time the economy burps, that's when these gold sellers come out and tell you, oh, you better get the gold because the money's going away. You know what I mean? You hear it all the time.
It is. And then the coins come out.
Oh,
and,
yeah, right.
You know, the little gold bars and, you know, it gets crazy. But, you know, I would tell all of our listeners today, you know, we covered a few questions on here, but these are the types of questions that we get every single day, day in and day out. And I really just would tell people that no matter what types of questions you have, if it comes to retirement planning, taxes, insurance, estate planning, any of those questions, I would simply say, come in, take advantage of our complimentary consultation, meet with one of our agents or advisors or the attorneys that we work with, and get those questions answered, you know, and then be an educated consumer, be an educated retiree. So that way, when you do decide, hey, I'm going to stop working, or hey, I just retired and I want to make sure my money lasts, you can do it with a high degree of confidence, knowing that you have good planning and that the money is going to be there for the long run.
Absolutely. Robert, that sounds so fantastic. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call right now because there are still some spots available for Coast folks to grab those right now.
Yeah, when these folks call in, Steve, they can request to meet with an agent, an investment advisor, an attorney, a CPA. And, you know, everyone says that we're truly the one-stop shop, and they love that when they come here. So if you have the idea that maybe you'd like to get all of your planners on one team so the left hand knows what the right hand's doing, you want to get your questions answered, come in and see us. Sit down. We're at the Glass Tower in Belden Village. We're happy to sit down with you, have a great conversation, send you home with some educational information, and then see how it works out from there.
Sounds great, Robert. Folks, make that call while you're thinking of it. 877-841-1963. I mean, our goal here at the show really is to help you make the best decision possible. So if you've got questions about the kinds of things we've been talking about today and how that might work in your own situation, make that call. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. And Robert, as always, a pleasure to be here, have these conversations. And again, I just think it's an interesting way to lay it all out for folks so that they understand.
Yeah, I think so, Steve. And you know, we're finding from all the listeners, they're really enjoying it too, because we're getting a lot of calls about people who want to learn more, you know. So we appreciate our listeners and, you know, we enjoy doing the show. So thanks for being here, Steve.
My pleasure. We want to thank everybody for listening as well. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more right here on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and/or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state. We do not offer every Medicare plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. Availability of benefits and plans varies by carrier and location. Deductibles, copays, and coinsurance may apply. Plans purchased after initial enrollment period are subject to eligibility requirements.